I forgot to say before, in my excitement, that one of the poems is the one about Bogdanovich, Bogdan Ripov, was published on Nth Position through the good offices of Rufo. And the younger one that I finished up with last time appeared in Upstairs at Dirac a couple of times ago, I think it was. Okay, I'll start with a short one and go into something else. This is called Music Moment. Is it the song I remember, or the time it was sung, or the woman who sang it, the man who played, someone in the audience, the dim lights, aura, the piano's dark glance with white hand on curved tail, vibrating corsage, molto agitato, formal smell of rarely worn clothes, toothbrushed bat's breath from garlic-nipped suppers, long socks and black shoes, outlandish-sized tickets protruded from pockets, plush Sancerre Rouge seats, gold-leafy balconies, stomach growls, hiccups, decorous coughs, straight-laced farts before the applause, blue-eyed fermatas from a left-hand rouge. This is from a project I'm working on. I haven't finished, of course. I move around a lot, so I've done a lot of boxes and packaging in the boxes. And when you pull the packaging out, you see some interesting things sometimes. And when you arrange them and take pictures, for example, like it's not very big, but gives you an idea, you get different kinds of images. I have two totems like that on my living room wall in the country, which are totally found sculptures. This was from a package of wine glasses. And the poem goes, "Grapes gone, glass what? Who drinks? Cubic emptiness. You did it. Your fault. The roundness within. Escaped, free. Of us, of it. Where are we? How? When are we? Why? This'll never. Kaput you. Going out." And this is called Winter Spring. This is a walking around the house again, the country again. "I've already said the road and the church flash hues off each other. No exception now. Gravelly edge, lurking niche, plum purple cryptic. 12th tide, safely passed. Lowering hibernal sun leaves angles sharp, shadows long. Individual woods having their days of glowing. All standing up. Fence post, hop warming. Quicksilver slithering marn. Everything out of the woodwork. Bags on sticks marking somebody's neck of the bosque. A single axe chop rings from a farm. The middle of the road's dry. Old gold sucks itself out through the trees off west. Church and road are again in the dark. I'll go on. Two cats at two windows staring at each other. Or..." Well, at least when you thought I had a chance to breathe. You're not reading this. It's not reading this yet. This is from this book, which is called Bent Time, a collection of different things written in Belgium and in the French countryside again. And some of it happened just when the Iraq War was starting, but if you get the reference, it's not all that clear. "Before and just after the precipitous and regretted shooing away of a gypsy violinist. When it all began to fall away somewhere between the first and second meal on the 4th of June in the third year of the 21st century, after whom they call him and he, there were the spaces separating reticulated islets of the mind lace, texture of inputs, now and again, less and less, but again yet, gathering to expel an output. Spaces growing farther and farther apart. Each empirical bit on its own goes I, goes E, goes she, goes O. Then five in a row for super, but ID crowded onto one. Nor known that spin foam was the gossamer surprise. Petty point inkling. Furthermore, gray mass replicating. Replica of all the vectors, links, and contents. Empiric ingots. Filamental web of covered walkings and drawings, drivings, writings, and flyings. Gray mass hard stretch to encompass small. Neuter godling spins, out overing undersets. Down sponging to enfield. Apologizing, I compensated the fiddler, who bowed. Though not too deeply, for it was a treble note, a 13th in the 12-tone scale, a baker's note, all thumbs harmonically, melodically, twiddling into the sunset. Not there that day, way past weather, off to meteorologies, greater than bread. The butcher's bill, the coming iceman, ringing postman, the piper paid. A hell of a quaver, a real amazing, a graced note, ever at rest. Like a whipped dog, a hangdog's dead eye, looking back. Front reflecting hind mind, hinter data splintered. Do do do, a da da da. Through a dark underleaf tunnel to a place I'd been. Next would be a step toward from old young. Car blast. The fiddler's notes skimming along upside downside hell. Pogoing Sartre. Not others. Us. Or hell is not others. God is others. Here's another one looking down the Marne River. Signe Sambol. Signe can, in French, Signe can mean either signs or swans. And Sambol's is my own version because I like Sam Beckett. So a Sambol, it's just a Sambol. Not a symbol, but a Sambol. I was trying to look at signs for symbols, but kept looking at symbols for signs. Behind yield, a figure disappeared off far left. From the absented extremity white river birds swooped right, foreground down on the Fosse Marne. Sun, snow, and wind all came upon us at once. Us meant me and them. Asked where by strangers, there, I think I said, and turned into their desired route. Vicariously experiencing wishes of those with destinations. With a long Belgian semi-truck, with a horse lover, lover horse, tattooed on the cab, that had twice wound round the curved field of our vision, backed up to the dock of a defunct cookie factory. Our meaning, my and their. Meaning, what was meant, but there was none. Symbol signifying what is not present. That's why it hasn't been. Okay. I think I will rush along here a little bit and read you some stuff. excerpts from synesthetic exegesis. I can't even pronounce it. I'll tell you why. Because synesthetic, as you probably know, means when you mix senses with other senses, and sometimes, often, in fact, always, I can attach a color to a word. If you say a word, I know what the color is, even though I don't think of it consciously. And sometimes the senses mix, like texture and sound and color can also merge in the same way. So a synesthetic exegesis of somehow on in Samuel Beckett's worst word, ho. If you've never read that, I can recommend it, but it's not easy reading. Anyway, this is from a critique from a point of view of a synesthetic person. Quantum elucidating connotations of somehow. Cling peaches and syrup. Cinnamon stick. Over image of a worm crawls in. Cinnamon stick and the of some. Some alone admits no worm, but H of how back lashes into some. And ow reversed is w of worm and of both yields some worm. The more, what with subliminal ones admixing to some. Someone, some on, the aso consonants of all above. Yummy discordance gives degeneration connate with regeneration. Sum up. Somehow, someone, some worm, someone, wormsome, something, some, sumption, some summary, summons, summum bonum, sumpter, so might. More on how and how on, later on. Okay. I could either go on forever or stop. Which do you want me to do?
That's a question. That's a great question.
I'll read one.
One reasonable one,
yes. I hate to do this because people are always, all right, this is a quickie. This was, of course, influenced by the George Bush era. Sodomy makes the headlines. Where will I be when I say, where was I? Watching a boiling pot or about to? Rumps, felts with snapshots. Yank tanks blazing up yours. Don't shoot till you see the blacks in their holes. Smile, say, Velveeta cheese.